An issue that the European Council didn't deal with last March, they dealt with back in 2011, but one that's really important for Irish citizens, and that is the workings of the Cross-Border Healthcare Directive. I worked on that directive as a member of the European Parliament, and my specific focus was ensuring that all citizens could really avail of this important EU benefit. And it's especially important in Ireland, where we have such long waiting lists. And in this context, I'd like to recognise my colleagues, Michael and Danny Healy-Ray, Michael Collins and others, who actually took practical steps to help ordinary people to benefit from this initiative. Yet the Ombudsman's report published today said that the operation of this really worthwhile scheme there was an unreasonable and inflexible approach by the HSE in administering the scheme. Many people don't fully realise the value of the scheme, and that regardless of your income, you have equal access to treatment abroad. But because of the way the HSE has operated it, some patients have had to fight to be reimbursed for legitimate costs they had incurred. Minister, I want to ask you, will you take on board all the recommendations from the Ombudsman's report?